We continue our Sustainability Week series here on KMD with a conversation with the League of Women Voters. They are one of the exhibitors at this year's Harvest Festival at Bayfront Park, and taking that time to be at the festival in addition to their very busy season, no doubt, with the national elections and local elections coming up. Joining us now is Ellen Wiss, a board member of the League of Women Voters, to tell us more about how they will talk about sustainability at the festival this week. Good morning, Ellen. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm well. How are you?
Fine, thank you. So the League of Women Voters at Lake Superior Harvest Festival talking about issues of sustainability, which has been an ongoing festival now for 7 or 8 years, I think. Certainly many different manner of people there bringing issues to the fore dealing with sustainability, and certainly the way that it branches out into all aspects of our life. What will the League of Women Voters be doing at the fair this year?
Well, this is our third year at the Harvest Festival, and it's a wonderful opportunity to meet with the community. And certainly sustainability for our democracy is voting is an intricate part of that. So, you know, it fits in many ways, but it mostly fits because it allows us to come into the community, have some visibility, pass out information. We find that a large number of the people that attend are already registered voters, but often don't know, you know, there's some other information that we can always give them. So we have information about absentee voting, and we have information about when they send their kids off to college, how to allow them to vote and where they can vote, and actually even what's on the ballot. I think one of the little-known facts this year is that there's actually a constitutional amendment on the ballot that I don't think anybody even knows about.
I have to admit, I'm probably one of them. Is this a state constitutional amendment or a national?
It is. It's a constitutional amendment talking about how legislators get their pay raises and that they can't vote for their own pay raises. They have to have a commission that looks at all the facts. But it's an important one, and especially with constitutional amendments, state constitutional amendments, if you don't vote, it's a no vote. So if it's something that's important to people, they probably should know about it so they can support it.
Okay. So in other words, a ballot with all sorts of other votes on it for other candidates and other issues turned in without anything marked on that particular issue, we marked as a no. So
correct.
Do all of the yeses on those ballots get counted against just the noes, the active noes, the passive noes, or do they get counted against the voting population of the state?
It's the people that actually vote. So it's a percentage of the people that vote. And so if they don't know or if they don't know what to do, it ends up not passing. But there's lots of issues like that that, you know, and we also have information for them about, I know the newspaper does their voter form, their candidate forums, mm-hmm. and we have a number of them as well, so we'll have handouts about those things. You know, information, you know, being an educated voter is certainly as important as voting. So we'd like to fulfill both of those missions, register people to vote, give them information, and this year a big push has been to partner with communities, because we've done about 15 different festivals around, partner with communities, and hopefully those communities will actually bring people out to vote.
Now, you say you'll be registering voters who, I guess, potential voters who have not yet registered to vote. Is that regardless of where they live, if they're, say, from Superior or somewhere else in Wisconsin or maybe outside of Duluth, will you be able to register them wherever their precinct and state happens to be?
We can do them outside of Duluth. We can really give them a registration for anywhere in Minnesota. We've attempted to get Wisconsin to permit us to pass those out, but they choose to do their own outreach. So we're not able to give anyone a ballot for a registration for Wisconsin.
Okay. So certainly a busy day, a lot of things to talk about and all the issues, all of the items on the ballot in addition to candidates. So certainly a lot to talk about in addition to registering potential voters. So it's quite a day.
Absolutely. There's always a lot, and it's wonderful, engaging conversation and get people thinking about. Some people haven't thought about it much yet, but it's about time to start. So, you know, it's always a really wonderful day.
I know very well that the League of Women Voters is busy year-round and every year, but I'm just curious to know if you find that you are a bit busier coming up to the fall of presidential election year. Does that seem to be a more heightened time of activity?
Absolutely. That combined with the fact that all of our legislators are up for re-election this year, so it's just it's one of those sort of perfect storms. Everything comes at the same time, but there is more interest, and some people will never, you know, not vote unless it's a presidential election. So, you know, people are more interested in voting in general, And then we try to also, you know, let them know that there are issues locally that they probably need to at least pay some attention to.
For people who unfortunately may not be able to make the festival this weekend, I'm hoping that there's a website where they can go to get the information about the issues that are on the ballot this year.
They're absolutely locally. It's the city clerk's website. So if you just type in Duluth City Clerk, and then it's nicely marked. You can also get your sample ballot. We'll have some copies of that as well. But sample ballot will give you the specifics. Also, the Secretary of State of Minnesota has a very good website. And we're also doing this year, kids voting is back. And also there's going to be a high school mock election and a college bowl. So there's just so much going on.
Wow.
And those are all good places. Also, League of Women Voters has their own website, League of Women Voters Duluth. So you can always check on that. You can also register online. It's very easy to do, and there's, you know, it's just as simple as filling out the form and sending it in. So there's really no excuse to not do it if you want to vote. And, of course, the no-excuse absentee or early voting this time gives everybody a chance to vote no matter where they're going to be or what they're going to be doing.
Well, Ellen, thanks so much. I'm looking at the weather. I don't want to jinx it. It's certainly several days out yet, but it looks like it might be a nice day on Saturday. So hopefully,
a little bit of a lake breeze, but we're ready.
Very good. Ellen, thanks so much for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you for giving us the time.
Indeed. Take care.
Bye.
Ellen Wiss, a board member of the League of Women Voters here in Duluth, talking about their presence at the Lake Superior Harvest Festival at Bayfront Park on Saturday and all of the other activities going on this fall as we approach the election in November.